you know, for many people, we are conditioned to believe and to think from doubt, fear, and worry. And therefore, we get stuck in the zone where, like, life is all about everything that could go wrong. And if you just, you know, flip the tortilla on the other side and you start thinking about everything that could go right, you know, and everything that you could create and everything that you could become, life changes, man. Life changes.
Are you ready to uncover your highest purpose, passion, and potential in life? Then you should know the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. Do you have a dream to get in better shape, heal relationships, or even create true financial freedom? Whatever it is, understand that the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. If you're ready to unlock your greatest potential, erase limiting beliefs, and be guided on the journey of creating your dream life, then you're in the right place. This is The Higher Self with your host, Danny Morrell.
Hey friends, welcome to this edition of The Higher Self. I'm coming at you live today from my hotel room at Awaken, Denver. We just wrapped it up, and I thought I would introduce a wonderful friend of mine who is doing incredible things in Philly, which I haven't visited yet, but I will someday. More than anything, just because this guy has just started working with us. And his life has just blossomed. The business has blossomed. And we love sharing these stories of transformation with you just to remind you what's possible in your life. So I want to introduce you to my friend from Philadelphia, Brian Stazowatz. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. Doing great. Don't mind my bedroom set in the back. The second kid has taken up our guest bedroom, which was my formal office. So we're rolling with it.
Well, you know, and that it's a beautiful segue into what I'd love to talk to you about. You know, I remember when we first met, you barely had your first son, right?
No kids.
No kids. Yeah, there was no kids at all. And, you know, now you're a father of two. Your business has blossomed. And what I want to know is, you know, how you built in many ways what a lot of people would consider, you know, a dream to be able to work from home, to be able to be a father, to provide at the highest level possible. And I'd love to dig into that if you're open to that. You cool with that?
100%.
Let's do it. So when we first met, what was business like? You're in the real estate industry. What was that like for you? What did you like about it? What did you not like about it? What did you wish was different? Let's go back to when we first started working together.
I don't think I was even closing 24 deals a year yet. My trajectory in year was to close more than 24, and we ended up closing 30. But at the time, I maybe had like, I don't know, 10 or 12 closes. It's tough to say. So that was my second year of business. And I had shifted from Coldwell Banker to Keller Williams. Did a short 6 months or less with Coldwell Banker, the office to be in, at least in Philadelphia. Made that switch, and I've been there since. I came from the corporate world, so I was working in the Navy Yard in Philadelphia as a senior planner for a party supply company, and I just planned on getting part-time to help with investments because I started buying multifamily properties kind of on the side with my uncle, and I just thought getting MLS access would be a huge help. So I got my license and then met a broker in the city who convinced me to do this full-time, and you know, it's until you're in the thick of things and making the calls every day, making contacts, getting your name out there, doing every facet of the business, or just, you know, throwing stuff on a wall and seeing what sticks. So it was pretty crazy. And I always knew like there was people that have done this or more successful, and hopefully I can take a shortcut here. I was just searching real estate podcasts, and your podcast came up, and I was like, oh, what this guy's saying like actually makes sense. And I think that's how I got turned on to yourself, and then what came the coaching program, and that was, you know, where the conversation started. Hey, we're coming out to Tahoe, come on out, and the rest is history.
Yeah. I love that. So I want to dig in here, Ryan, because you said two things that, you know, I think for a lot of people is a struggle. You know, we have evolved as a company, we have evolved in our reach. We're obviously helping people even outside of the real estate industry now. We just launched something called the Tribe for entrepreneurs who are outside of real estate and want to experience some of what our real estate clients have been experiencing, like yourself. And the first thing you mentioned was, you know, you had a job and you now have a business. And I just want to tap into the thoughts, feelings, and emotions of all of that, of taking that leap of faith, right? Because for so many people, Ryan, that's a difficult thing to do. You know, it's there's a lot of a fear attached to it. There's a lot of fear of failure, especially as a family man, a soon-to-be father. What was that transition like for you saying, you know, I'm going to leave the corporate world and I'm going to go build something on my own? You know, what was that like?
A ton of fear I've ever had to make in my life, because I was leaving a cushy corporate job to essentially go into something that was 100% commission, no guarantee. And I didn't grow up in an entrepreneurial family. Both my parents were, you know, W-2 employees, safe jobs. My mom's been with Merck for over 30 years now. So I think they were a little bit hesitant for me as well. Ultimately, I knew I saw bigger things for my life, and the corporate world wasn't going to get me there. So I always felt like I didn't know if it was like real estate investing or, you know, doing something on the side and starting a company, but I kind of always just had an itch and a pretty strong belief. I'm extremely competitive. So it was a really tough decision. But I think what ultimately I said to myself was, then at least I tried, and that corporate job is always going to be there. I can just go back to it. Like if I fail, I run out of money, like I can move back home and reset. And then that's, you know, that's it. But I can tell you, fast forward 5.5 business decision, and probably decision for my family too, that I've ever made. So, yeah. You know, if you're thinking about it at all, then I think having a realistic idea of what it takes to get there helps. But if you can be consistent, you know, put these pieces in place, get the right coaching and make it pass. In my eyes, like that first year is the hardest year to make it pass, which we can talk about more. But once you make it pass there, then things really start snowballing. And now you have time freedom, business freedom to how you see fit.
And this is, you know, Ryan, this is so beautiful. If you guys don't know, we don't ever plan these conversations because I like it to be authentic. You know, it's just my style. If you've ever been to one of our events, I don't ever rehearse or practice. I just flow. And so Ryan even asked me before the show, he's like, I haven't been briefed. What are we talking about? I go, dude, let's just have a conversation, you know? And, you know, so this is very raw and very real, Ryan. Like, people deal with this. Like, there's a lot of people that are listening right now, and they're saying, like, you know, I have this dream. Maybe I have this dream of starting a bakery, or maybe I have this dream of getting in real estate, or maybe I have this dream of I don't know, doing art, or but just earning money in a different way than they earn money, and specifically one that has no ceiling. You know, was that ever a thought for you? Was it ever a thought for you to get out of something that had a ceiling and into something where, like, you made your own ceiling type of deal? Or what was the motivation for you?
Yeah, now I know that money is just an effort that you put out into the world. And at the time of my corporate job, I was putting in a ton of energy, like I do in everything. And, you know, I was getting paid because, you know, I was a top performer, but you work your ass off on a 5% raise. You know, if you're making $100,000, that's $5,000. In real estate, if you work your ass off, you make hundreds of thousands of dollars. So there's a big difference in your ceiling versus working for someone else.
That's right. That's right. Beautiful. And going back a little bit, the second thing that you mentioned, so it's one thing to conquer the fear of going into business for yourself. And it's the second thing completely different to conquer the fear of paying somebody now, because you already don't have the guarantee. But now, like, from the money that you do get, you know, I feel, and I know you feel now, the smartest thing that you can do is to cut out all the shortcuts, because there are people out there, like myself, for example, who have gone out there and invested all the money and made all the mistakes and made all the wrong hires, that we can become the shortcut for you. But that also, there's an energy exchange in that, and that energy exchange is money. And one has to make the decision to have the courage in oneself to invest in oneself, right? To see a brighter future and to see, you know, this guy or this company can help me get to where it is that I want to go. What was that like for you?
In real estate, like, you start looking around at what options you have. And what I found was a lot of people in my marketplace, you know, want to share some things, but not everything about what it takes to, they look at it as competition. I mean, I look at it as, like, there's plenty of business to go around for open. So it helps. I just knew, like, whatever the price is to get a coach, you know, if in real estate, that cost might be one to two deals to pay for that coaching. And if that coach is good, then he should get me two deals easily and forward faster. So like, I just was always someone who liked to learn and said like, all right, there's people that have done this before me and can do it better. So whatever it takes, I'll go to the conference. Or, you know, when I first signed up for the program, I flew out to Tahoe kind of on a whim and money up, but I was like, let's just see what happens. So yeah, I mean, I believed in it from the start. So it wasn't a hard sell for me. And then after going through the program and obviously still being in the program, like, I'm still here for a reason. So I do believe in coaching, and there's always something that you can learn, whether you've been in this business for 10 or 20 years or just, you know, your first or second year in the business.
You know, Ryan, something came to me as you were speaking, because I am like you. I always, and I want to ask you this question. You said, I believed in the program. Would you consider thinking of the fact that what it is that you believe in is yourself? You know, you really always believed in yourself. You just needed the right guidance to help you get to where it is that you were trying to get to. How do you feel when I say that?
I think it makes sense until maybe you have someone telling you that the crazy thoughts are that you're having in your head are right and that you should just go do it. Then sometimes that's what a coach can do for you, is just affirm that, like, you know, just go do it. Or maybe, you know, do this a little differently and go do this. But yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
All right. So let's fast forward now a little bit. You get in the business, you know, you leave your corporate job, you have a son. How did that change your life? And most importantly, how did that impact the way you ran your business? Because I remember coaching you at the very beginning. You were always, even though you believed, like, there was a little, like, I kept trying to push you to get to the next level and to get to the next level and to get to the next level. And I remember there was like hesitancy. And I feel like, you know, when your son was born, it was like, it's either I'm going to go or I'm going to stay stuck here. You know, what was that like for you? What did becoming a father do for you, not only as a man, but as a husband, as a businessman, the whole thing?
That's a good question. I think it just starts to put life into perspective and what's important to you. And I think you start to appreciate your time a little bit more without any kids. You know, I could work 7 days a week, you know, 52 weeks out of the year, have that drive. But then it's like, all right, what else is important to you? Family and your time. And this business can really, it's easy to just get caught up if a client's, you know, reaching out to you all the time. So then when my son was born, I was like, well, I was doing all these open houses on the weekends and taking clients out for showing. So the best to leverage your time is to become more of a listing agent versus working with buyers. So then you're kind of forced to get more serious about that. And I thought, okay, well, I really do need to bring a buyer's agent on that can help me with take over my buyers, so I can focus my weekend freedom to spend with my family. And also think about just, you know, continuing to grow a team, which will eventually give me more leverage of my time. So I think that was like the ultimate goal, was to not be controlled by it and have more time to dedicate to my family. So I think my son just kind of like swim time, like, do you want to be doing open houses on weekends, or do you want to be at the playground or, you know, hanging out with your son? So I think it was an easy decision.
Right. That's right. It was. And you know, Ryan, it's so interesting. And I find this a lot in the real estate industry. And I'm sure now that we started the tribe, I'm going to find that a lot just in entrepreneurs in general, because I think your money psychology, we help our clients with so much, you know, we help them with not only their mindset and their skill set and the structure to build the business, but I think the psychology of money is something that we really help people unravel, right? And so many people equate hard work to money. And so when you do that, the reality is what you're saying is that I can't make money unless I'm involved in it. And there's only so much of you to go around. And that's the transition. That's the transition from like salesperson to entrepreneur, you know, from salesperson to CEO. It's that shift. It's that internal shift within yourself where you realize, if I don't make these changes, I'm basically going to be out there hustling for the rest of my life. And I remember for you, man, it's so interesting. Like, you know, I have a lot of love for all of you guys. And I remember I can see your face right now. I could literally see your face when we'd be on the call and you were about to make that first step. And I'd be like, dude, you just, it's time. You just got to go. And you kept asking questions and taking notes. And you were like such a good student, but I could tell you were nervous, you know. Looking back, if you had any advice to give to anybody who's listening, who says, you know, man, that's me, you know, like I'm making that jump, or I made that jump into being an entrepreneur. I made that jump into getting into real estate. And now it's like, this is really resonating with me. And like, I got to make the jump into like being an entrepreneur now. Like I got to start seeing myself as a CEO. If not, I'm going to stay stuck forever. You know, if you had some advice for that person, what would you tell them?
Just go do it. Make it happen faster than you could ever imagine. And then just let the rest unfold. Like you'll make mistakes. You'll learn. The biggest problem mentioned. And that's what I deal with on a, even now, like as successful as I am, I still know I can improve because I've got a lot of history, you know, growing up of caring what other people think. So I care about, you know, results going to be. And that early on, you know, that really did stop me from taking the action I need to grow this as fast as I could. And my pace has been great. I have grown it faster. Yes. So I think if one thing that I've like learned is just like, if you just go start consistently, then the rest will kind of figure itself out. Don't be attached. I know you say it all the time, don't be attached to the result. And it sounds like it do really well. As I just went out and I door knocked like 3 or 4 times a week. And I wasn't the guy I was doing it with. He admittedly had a huge leg up on me. I mean, I came in like raw, no sales, very little sales experience.
So now let's fast forward to today, right? Things are established now. What was revenue and deals like for you, you know, when we first started working, and what is revenue and amount of deals like for you now that you've been in the program? She's Tahoe. We're talking 4 years, three years.
Three years. 3 years. Cause that was in November or December, 3 years ago. Back then it was like my first official year with KW. I think I closed 10 or 12 deals for 2.8 or 3 million, somewhere around there.
What is that income wise?
80,000, I want to say.
Okay.
Because I think my average price point back then was only around 250. So yeah, I want to say you got to give some of that back to the brokerage and your expenses for running your business. So it wasn't, yeah, I want to say it was like 40 grand maybe is what it came down to. Like if I look at like a net number, and last year was our biggest year. We closed 68 deals for 29 million. And this year our goal is 50 million for 110 deals. And I have two agents on the team. So I guess to put things into perspective, right? Myself, we're producers, and then we have a full-time admin and a full-time marketing person. So our team is comprised of 5 people, and we're off to a really big start in 2022. So I feel good about hitting 50 million, which would be a huge jump for us. But at my, which were, they were experiencing everything I was experiencing. And now in year two, they're really starting to get some serious momentum. So I think they're either going to double or triple their business, just like I did. It was another, I guess, figure is like, when I started my team, I was at 60 transactions a year for 5 million. And that's really when I started bringing on buyer's agents to grow this thing even bigger.
What does it feel like, you know, to be here? And when I say here, it's like, you know, you have, I don't even know if you've 10x since we first started working. You've like what? 20x'd your business, something like that. You're a dad now. You don't work weekends. Like you have time with your children. Like in many ways, Ryan, this is a dream life for a lot of people. Like, I don't know if you've ever stopped and realized it, but doctors don't make this kind of money, and doctors and lawyers don't live with this kind of peace. And you did it, and you can do more. What does it feel like to be here? You know? Yeah, what does it feel like to be here?
It's humbling. It's what I set out to do, and here we are, and you know, we're doing it. And probably need to remind myself more than I am. So that's something that popped into my head, because you're always ashamed. But you know, I do take a good bit of time on the weekend or even a day during the week to try to get out with my family and spend as much time with them as possible. I mean, I still have pretty aggressive goal for at least the next 5 years to put myself in a position to retire, whether that's through real estate sales and then the properties that we're buying on the side. So it feels great. I mean, you can give your family a life that's worth living. We can travel where we want to travel to, when we want to go there. And concerned about where's our next paycheck coming from. So it's I can't complain. It's a good feeling to be here and really just to like enjoy your kids when they're young. Because I feel like a lot of people don't necessarily get to do that because they do have to go and work that 80-hour a week job or whatnot. So having that time freedom to take it when I want to is it's
priceless.
Priceless. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. And I know it because, Ryan, in many ways, somebody posted on Instagram the other day, and I didn't actually answer it, but somebody posted, why do you do what you do? Why do you have these programs? Why do you host these seminars? Why do you do this podcast? Honestly, man, I just want to show humanity like what's possible, because I just remember growing up, just being around folks that didn't think about what was possible. They just thought about what was not possible, quite frankly. That's not right, wrong, or indifferent. That's just to say that, for many people, we are conditioned to believe and to think from doubt, fear, and worry. And we're conditioned to believe and think about everything that could go wrong. And therefore, we get stuck in the zone where like life is all about everything that could go wrong. And if you just, flip the tortilla on the other side and you start thinking about everything that could go right, and everything that you could create and everything that you could become, life changes, man. Life changes. And in many ways, like, it's so awesome. Like, I just love, whether it's you or I was in Houston with Gustavo, whom you know, or last week we interviewed Dejan talk about a guy who was in jail. I don't know if you heard that story, but he was literally in jail and was like, he was filled with disbelief and filled with shame and how am I going to make it? He's going to close like 25 deals this year. His life has changed. Gustavo and Annie, when I go and visit them and, they're building their new home for their family or like hearing your story, like 50 freaking million. It's incredible. If you were to tell somebody listening right now that was inspired by your story, if you were to have a message for them, real estate, not real estate, just somebody that's like, that's it. Like I want to do better in my life. What would you tell them?
There's a lot of things that are popping into my head. So it's hard to narrow it down to one. Just rattling off, like find the avenue. Like for me, I always knew there was no idea was real estate. I never considered real estate sales. It never crossed my mind. I just like investing in my uncle did real estate. I knew you could make money in it. So like find what you're passionate about and take a chance on. There's no better person to take a chance on and go all in. So don't be afraid at any point in your life to go all in. You can change it at any point. Like whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, you can make in this business, at least, you can start doing sales very quickly, fast in 5 to 10 years where you could retire in 5 to 10 years. So don't think because you're a certain age that you're restricted or because you're too young, like certainly not the case. And then with anything in life, you'll find someone that knows how to do it better than you do. And has already been, yeah, it's a mentor, a coach, just find that person that can propel you to the next level. So one thing I think about with my kids now is kind of what you touched on, which is showing them what's possible from an early age. And we're just conditioned and kind of put into this box. And that is not a box that myself or my family will live in anymore. So I want to show them that you can think as big as possible and like around you, just quiet the noise of society, because a lot of what you're hearing is garbage. And if I knew that as a young kid, I'm perfectly fine with where I'm at now. Everything was perfect, but like it would have came faster. Everything happens for a reason, but it's happening faster. So for anyone that's out there, I think take a chance on yours as you go back to wherever the heck you're at and find someone that's doing it better and faster than you can and mimic them, learn from them.
That's right. Absolutely right. Ryan, I want to encourage all of you. I rarely do this, but I want to encourage all of you to go follow my friend Ryan on Instagram. And I'm going to tell you why. when you go look at what this guy does with his videos, this is the most entertaining. You know, I can't actually end the show without talking about it because you put out some of the best videos. Like, I laugh, I enjoy, and I love how you like used like this inner quirkiness and funniness about yourself to like grow your business, right? It's like you're just being your authentic you, and you create like these little mini like movies with like superhero characters and like, you know, just talk about that for a moment. Like, you're really, really good at that.
I think it's a perfect example of just like, go as if you look back at like the first videos that I did, it was me standing in front of the house and talking about the house. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm talking in front of it. What can I do next? So then I slide down the railing of the house and I was like, okay, what can I do next? And then I was like one of these, and it was like a spin. And I was like, because it's really funny. I was like, all right, I spun in front of the house. What else can I do? And then I was like, well, why not ride a skateboard? So then like, it turned into me riding different vehicles, bicycles, motorcycles.
Like go-karts and shit. Like, you guys have got to go see this. Yeah.
It, like, I just kept getting better at it, and it kept evolving, and my videographer kept getting better at it. And we were like, well, what can we do next? Like, how can we make this entertaining? And I realized that, you know, social media is very powerful. So if I can do something different and funny with – these are listing videos, by the way, for anyone that hasn't seen them. They're pretty much – almost every single listing gets a listing video, which has forced me to continue to create. And then it kind of turned into, we've rode every vehicle and done everything out front of a property. So now what? Well, then we thought we'd kind of start mimicking. So we've done Anchorman and Happy Gilmore and Deadpool and just different characters. And we've taken bits and pieces, and a lot of credit goes to my videographer, who has a really talented team to put these things together, but have eyes on them, whether they're buyers or buyer's agents. So it's only helping service our clients, putting more energy and value, you know, into their homes to get their homes sold faster. And in return, people see the effort that we put in our selling these homes. So it's really a win-win for everyone. And it's a lot of fun to do. So I don't know, we probably have 50 to 75 of these videos that you could check out on another Instagram page. We put them on YouTube, but we don't really go too hard on YouTube. You'll find the best place to find them. And it's just my name, Ryan.Staywaz on Instagram.
And how do you spell Staywaz?
Staywaz is Staywaz.
Okay, because I've been calling you Stazawaz this whole time. So it changes every week, dude. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So Ryan Staywaz on Instagram, go check him out, guys. And more than anything, you know, Ryan, kudos to you, because you just gave us so much in this episode. Whether it's, if you're thinking about starting something new, if you're thinking about exploding it and getting a coach, you know, if you're thinking about like, you know, how do I become different than everybody else? You know, the video sliding down the rails, like, it's all within you, guys. It's all within you. And as always, if you want some help, if you're in real estate, just comment or share the word to us. Just send us the word leverage in Instagram or in Facebook. And if you're not in real estate and you want some guidance, we just launched this brand new program called The Tribe. So just send us the word The Tribe. And that we're really excited. Ryan, you don't know this, but at Awaken, we had close to 150 people sign up right there on the spot. It was huge. It was huge. Yeah. 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 So anyhow, thank you so much for your time, man. Send my love to your wife, to the kids, and we'll see you on next week. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye. A friendly reminder that as you hear and listen to these incredible stories of transformation in our podcast, what's drawing you and what's connecting to your heart and making you feel what you feel when you hear them is your future self. Because what you're actually listening to is your story. It's your story of transformation. After all, we're all one. So anything that someone else experiences resonates with you because you probably have experienced it as well. A breakthrough that someone else experiences is probably resonating with you because it's the breakthrough that you're ready to have yourself. All you need is a little bit of guidance and a little bit of courage to accept the guidance. And so we want to invite you to visit our website on morelglobal.com and click on the button that says help me with, and you'll see how we can help you in either your business development or your personal development.